We preach here at Victory Church that every person must have a time and a place where they're born again of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
This is not some theology or doctrine that we've concocted on our own. This is in the Bible.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 8, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone," say everyone.
Everyone
that is born of the Spirit. Now, Jesus said everybody's got to have a time and a place where you experience the new birth, or you're born from above.
Amen.
Now, I know you can go to church places and they don't require that. It's not necessary. It's not even mentioned. We've had people come here from other denominations, have grown up in other denominations, never even heard that they needed to be saved. Paul said, "This is a true and faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came to save sinners." That's why he came. He came to save us. And we believe that people have to be saved from sin and experience the new birth. We don't want you to come and visit here and leave here without knowing that. We want to stress that. We believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church was the pillar and ground of the truth, a true church of the true and living God. They emphasize that. They stress that in their preaching and in their gospel. And so we do stress that. There would be nothing that would please us here at Victory Church anymore than for every person who's here today who has never been born again of the Spirit of God to be saved.
Amen.
To be saved today.
Amen.
The Bible says now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Now, I have enough confidence in God that God is capable and He is able to convict every sinner that's in this house.
Amen.
Trouble you to the degree to where you can't stand yourself anymore. Can't stand the circumstances of your sin. Will trouble you to the degree with conviction to the point to where you'll seek the Lord with all your heart, experience the forgiveness of sin, and be converted.
Amen.
Jesus said that every person who is saved is converted. He actually said that you, unless you humble yourself as a little child, you'll never be converted.
Amen.
But I believe in the power of God. I still believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. There's power in the gospel.
Amen.
I still believe that the power of God rests upon His church.
Amen.
I believe the Holy Ghost meets with us to convict people of sin, to convert them. We do not believe that it is within the capacity of a human being to convert someone unto Christianity.
Amen.
We still believe it takes the power of God. And unless you experience the power of God, you've never been saved.
Right.
Just that simple.
Amen.
Jesus said you must be born from above. Now that means that it's not through human ingenuity. It's not through something that you do. It's not through works. It's not through church membership. You're not born a Christian. You're not a Christian because you're an American. Christianity is a result of sin being dealt with to the point of conviction to where you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ in genuine repentance, turning from sin, and experience a transformation deep inside of your soul.
The
Bible describes it. I might just have to preach. I'm sorry. We were going to pray. The Bible describes it this way. That you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new.
Amen?
Amen. And the Hebrew writer in the book of Hebrews says that there's a new life. A new life. A new spiritual life that comes in you, that gets inside of you, that wasn't there before. And the Hebrew writer described it, I believe it's in the fourth chapter, as the new and the living way. He actually says that people in the new covenant, and you can see there in the 5th chapter of Hebrews and 10th chapter of Hebrews, he talks about the new covenant. We experience the new covenant. What's the new covenant? People like being New Testament Christians. They like the new covenant. They like hearing about that. But the new covenant is God taking the quill of the Holy Spirit and writing His laws upon your heart. Isn't that what he says? I will write my laws. Actually, it was prophesied of in the book of Ezekiel. It was prophesied of throughout the Old Testament that when Jesus came, he would establish a new covenant where that you would not be a Christian or you wouldn't be the people of God through being born into a particular group of people, but you would have to experience something inside your heart. What would you experience? You would experience Him writing your law, His laws upon your heart. And when you experience that inside your soul, that's when you become a saved individual. Amen. You wouldn't have to say to somebody, do you know the Lord? You know the Lord. And this is eternal life, to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. We want people to understand the gospel here at Victory Church. There's a lot of confusion about what the gospel is. There's a lot of confusion about how to get saved. There's a lot of human ways. But as far as I'm concerned, the Bible only teaches one way of salvation. And Jesus Christ is that way. We contend that He died on the cross for our sins. He resurrected for our justification. And that through faith, through the exercise of faith, a person believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, they can experience the salvation of their soul. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Have everlasting life. What a blessing it is to have everlasting life. I feel like we need to pray at this point and ask God to visit with us and give those that are here today that are unsaved everlasting life.